about running out of credits. Also, something else to take into account here is that there are loads of different ways you can reduce the amount of tokens and minimize them even more. We've actually got 10 different strategies inside our token minimization playbook in the AeroProfit boardroom that can help you save like 95% of your tokens. So if you want to get like almost 2 to 3x out of your system and be able to code for more and use more tokens, then you can use this system here and it will actually reduce the amount of tokens you use. And that's also one of the reasons that we recommend a templated setup, because, for example, with the templated setup, as you can see right here, that just installed it, configured it in the background, and that was already done in like 10 to 20 minutes. That is way better than having to build this from scratch yourself. So it's your choice, but for me personally, I would prefer to use like a templated setup just so I can save time, because, you know, time is really valuable. So we have talked about how to build your own agent operating system, how to add custom workflows, how to set up the memory inside there, how to test everything works, how to add new features. And you can see, for example, we have the image of the cat eating biscuits now as well. So that custom workflow works really well. One thing that I'd recommend is you audit your time. So you look at where you're spending your time and then how can the agent OS help you. So anything that you have an idea for, you can build it as you've seen. So for example, the image studio, we had that idea and we built it out. Now at this point, you might be wondering, okay, what should you be focusing on? What custom workflows should you add to your agent OS? Well, I would look at where you spend your time and then work backwards from there. So anything that you need to do every single day on a schedule that is repeatable and doesn't require you to be there, which is basically 99% of the stuff, you should be automating and you should be building custom workflows. So let me show you some examples of what we built here. So inside my agent OS, we have the content pipeline. The reason that we did that is, number one, I was wasting loads of time on keyword research, and I was using tools that I didn't really like. So, for example, I was using Ahrefs for keyword research. It wouldn't really give me new data, and it would give me old suggestions that weren't that helpful. With this system, I can type, for example, Agent OS or whatever I'm trying to focus on when it comes to SEO. It will pull in that data, and it's custom made to all of my websites and the niche that I'm in. So if we keep scrolling down here, you can see all of the different keywords that we've got. And so this saved me about 30 minutes a week. Then from there, we can click on Use Topic, and we can actually create the content and deploy it to our websites in one single click. That is super useful for me. Now, if you're watching this, you might be like, well, I don't do any SEO. Like, why do I want that? And that's exactly why you want to go back into GPT 5.6 based on what you work on day to day and tell it exactly what you do, based on your time audit, and ask it to build that in. So if you're spending a lot of time doing research, build that in. If you spend a lot of time doing lead generation, add a lead generation tool inside there. That's how it works. And this just loops round and round. So like, for example, when you start automating all this stuff, I don't think that you're going to find you work less. I think that you're going to find you work more productively and you achieve way more. Like, I mean, for me, we can create way more content. We can reach way more people. We can grow way faster because we have all these systems in place. And so, like, for me, I don't see it as like a way to free up my time. I see it as a way to save time so that I can use that to focus on other parts of the business and then just keep cycling through. Okay, what do we work on? What do we work on? What do we need to do next and next and next? Also, there's some other really cool stuff that you can build inside here too. So one thing that we actually did is, we noticed, okay, we have so many different agencies. We've got Claude, we've got Hermes, we've got Antigravity, we've got Codex. Why don't we add those inside a system that we can orchestrate? And so we actually added Paperclip inside here as well, so that we can have an organization, a team of AI agents working together. They can go off and build stuff 24/7. We can see everything that we've created. That is really, really useful. And also a lot of people are asking us to build this in. So, for example, in the AI Profit Boardroom community, when people ask stuff, we actually build it for them. Like, for example, there was someone was asking this morning about how to use ChatGPT in the new app. So what we did is we recorded like a 1-hour course for them, showing them exactly how to use ChatGPT. And so what I really like to do is get ideas from the community, figure out the problems they have, and then solve those problems with the agent OS. And I think that's really good for you. Like, you can speak to your team, you can speak to your audience. You can look at the problems that you have and solve each one of them one by one by building the right systems in. The same with the group chat here. So we have a group chat, and these are just ideas of workflows that you can build in because we have finished building out the experience.